broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web. You're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Hi, welcome to Your Best Life with Joan Irvine. This is going to be a very interesting show because, first of all, it's the first show since the mayoral election in Redondo Beach, which we'll go into a little bit more later on, because I am so honored to have a special guest with me, Marcy Klein from Klein Creative Media. And besides being special in a lot of ways, she has been really special to my campaign. She ended up doing the videos for my campaign that I got such good response to. I wish we had done them earlier, but there was a few things like she had an accident, her arm, and on and on. But what I want to do is I want to talk to Marcy. Plus, I only knew Marcy before. She was Leadership Redondo. I'm class of 08. What class of?
We're at 2014, which is the best class ever.
Oh, I know. I hated you all with that campaign.
You were ridiculous. Sorry. We still are.
I know. And then you're very active in the chamber. You're very active in the community. You've been a commissioner on the public arts, which is now the public or the cultural something or other.
The Cultural Arts Commission now.
So you've been really involved in the community, involved with Redondo. And then you have your business, and this is what we want to talk about.
Yay.
Is the business that you have. I mean, I knew her, as I said, all these things, but I had never seen her in action. And I'll tell you, when she was in action, she put together, within a day or so, she put together the storytelling, which you're going to go into in a little bit about storytelling, put together the videos, was able to edit and do all of these things. And I'm just sitting there in awe going, okay, you want me to do this? Yep, okay, I'll do this. She did an amazing job.
Thank you.
But that's how I knew you. And then plus I've seen all of your video that you're, that you do drone video, that you actually became a pilot in order to be doing video. I mean, is there anything that you don't do? I mean, is really the question, because you do it all. So tell me, because, I mean, you have all kinds of awards. You've been in mainstream TV. Tell me about yourself.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't want to make you think I'm going to bore you, because I go all the way back to college.
Oh, go.
In college, I accidentally stumbled upon my my major, which was communications, and to do that major, you had to take a class called VA-70 that introduced you to a camera, and the camera and the deck, they were separate. They were not, the recording deck and the camera were different back in those days. But anyways, once I learned about how to work the camera and video, I was like hook, line, and sinker into doing everything with video, and plus, being in that major left me the most amount of time to go surfing, because I went to UC San Diego and it was right by the beach, and I just wanted to surf all the time and play with the camera all the time. And I swear, I mean, 35 years later, I'm still doing the same thing.
Oh, that's how lucky you were, fortunate to have found your passion in life at such an early age.
I really am so fortunate. What I ended up doing with my video major is I did like an internship at NBC News when I was at UC San Diego.
Ooh.
And then I had my own little cable show down there. And I also did a school project. You'll like the title of this. It's called Breaking the Boys Network.
Yay.
I tromped all the way to LA from San Diego almost, you know, once a week or twice a week for a period of time, interviewing women producers and directors in Hollywood and hearing their stories about how much more difficult it was for them to get to their position because they are female. So I did that documentary, had a great career in college, and that my college internship, along with that video got purchased by PBS, by the way.
Ooh, okay,
yeah,
nice.
I already had my first professional gig while I was in college. That ended up getting me opportunities to go interview in Hollywood for TV shows. And I started at the very, very bottom. You know, it's so funny. Here I was thinking I was a, like, big, you know, big shot. I had a video paid for on television. And then I get to Hollywood, and what do they have me do? I'm what you call a runner, a production assistant, like getting coffee and going to this, going to the pharmacy eight times because I keep getting the wrong Tylenol for the producers. They thought I was like the dumbest thing on the planet. Meanwhile, here I am, this really smart college kid, but I mean, you're basically, you're a grunt for quite some time. But that time went pretty fast actually. And then I ended up spending, working my way up from production assistant to production associate to, production coordinator, production manager, researchers, segment producer, segment director, and senior producer, and supervising producer. So I had a really long career working in television, doing all kinds of fun jobs.
Okay, and it sounds like you were working with a lot of the top name brands. I mean, as far as you said NBC, you said...
Oh, yeah.
I mean, once you get... I mean, having been in the corporate world, once you get a couple of those corporate names behind you,
yeah,
it does really help with your credibility.
Well, and it's also in the television industry, and basically, I'm sure every industry, it's you, once you start making a network of friends, they start bringing you along, and you start bringing them along. And so it's a you become... friends, basically it's a dysfunctional family every TV show you get onto because you know each other and like each other or hate each other, whatever. It's such a crazy, wonderful world in the being in entertainment. But some of the shows I was on, it was like Extra, Inside Edition, Dr. Phil, Celebrity Boxing, E! Entertainment. So all kinds of fun shows that were mostly reality-based.
Okay. Yeah. Then how did you go from... that and TV, or why and how did you go from transition from TV production to your own video production company?
That's a great question. So I was working at the Dr. Phil show. I had a baby at home and one on the way. My husband was traveling. And Dr. Phil, this day at Dr. Phil, I had to do basically a 24-hour shift. And at this point, my nanny had to spend the night at my house. She was making more money than I was at this point because I was paying her by the hour. And I had my aha moment, and I said, what am I doing? And I went cold turkey, and I just quit television because I wanted to be a stay-at-home mom at that point. I didn't really think that that was in the cards for me, but after becoming a mom, just falling in love with my one baby and then having the second baby, I just decided, you know, I think I'm going to do a change. I'm going to be a stay-at-home mom, which was a huge transition. That lasted for 8 years. I'm not going to say I only stay-at-home mommed because I was also like kind of the video person at the kids' preschool. I'd make the video yearbooks, or I'd make like your kids' first five-year videos, or, you know, I'd do all kinds of stuff to keep me creative. But it kind of wasn't enough. You know, I loved being a mom, and I loved staying home, and that lasted 8 years. And both of my kids, they were sharing a bedroom with two bunk beds in it. And they said, Mom, we want our own bedroom. I was kind of doing all those home video stuff, those keepsake videos, in the other bedroom. So they kicked me out of the office and made it into a bedroom. And I had no place to go. So I thought, you know, maybe I'll open up an office. And randomly, I found this amazing space. It's in the American Legion building.
Mm-hmm. Been there?
Yeah. And I ended up building a studio in there and starting. I didn't want to go back to TV. I wanted to keep being able to be a mom to my kids, but also be a little bit more creative. So I started doing real estate videos, and that led to the drone. Because with real estate, you have to have a drone. So I buy this drone. I learn how to fly the thing. I'm taking these amazing videos, and it turns out I'm not legally allowed to use that footage. And I was like, what? Why can't I use this footage? Apparently, you have to have a certain kind of – you had to have a 333 exemption from the FAA, and you had to have a minimum of a sports pilot license in order to sell your drone footage. Because I was trying to sell my footage to the news, trying to use my footage, and the news was like, they wouldn't take it. I captured some amazing things where I was the only one capturing them, like big wave storms and various things that I captured with the drone, newsworthy events, and the news wouldn't take it. They wouldn't pay for it and they wouldn't even air it, even if I gave it to them for free, because it was captured illegally. So I decided to do the legal thing and go get my sports pilot license and a 333 exemption from the FAA. And so now I'm a pilot and I got an exemption. And then fast forward to 1 year later, when the FAA realized that becoming a sport pilot isn't really what necessary for being a drone pilot, because a drone pilot, you're on the ground. So they created a new thing called a Part 107, which you can read out of a book, and you can become a drone pilot from reading out of a book and just making sure you're following the rules from the ground.
So you did it the hard way.
I did.
And then they made you do it the hard way, and then they changed the rules up.
They did. They changed it only a year later. But at least I can say I'm a pilot, which is kind of cool, and I've flown people around, you know, over Palos Verdes looking at the beautiful view. And I've flown a plane all the way from Hawthorne Airport all the way to Brackett Field, which is basically in Riverside, by myself. And I never thought I could accomplish that. And that really felt good.
Well, I mean, I think one of the things you're bringing up, things that you never thought you were going to accomplish, that you put your effort to it and you can accomplish it.
I agree. Yeah.
I mean, one of the things I see with a lot of people, and I think, you know, just recently it came up with this group of women that I know, and they're going, well, you know, I have FOF, a fear of failure. Oh. And I said, well, yeah. I said, come on, there's not a job that I did that I really felt I was totally qualified for, but I got myself in there, and you get there and you do it. And I was always salesperson of the year. I was always all of those things, but you just go and do it because you have to.
I agree.
And that's what you've done. I mean, we're used to doing that.
Yeah. I mean, I really think that stepping into your fear builds you up, builds your confidence, and makes you a better person, a more complete person. And every time I step into that fear, I feel like a sense of accomplishment. And I really feel like that's probably why I became an entrepreneur, because I was scared too.
Uh-huh. You know, I
knew I could be a hired gun in television. I knew that someone could hire me and I could go in and make a TV story, either a half an hour, 10 minutes, whatever story. I knew with video I could do that. But running my own company, that was something I'd never done. And can I do it? Do I have the smarts to do it? And it took a lot of courage, but I think I got a lot of that courage from, you know, becoming a pilot and other things that I do that scare me, like surfing and big conditions, you know, that scares me. But it also, the minute I get out of the water and I've accomplished those big waves, I just feel like, I don't know, so much like more confidence in myself.
Oh, yeah. The only time I've done something kind of like what you're talking about, I did the walking on coals.
Oh, my gosh. Did you really?
I did. And
oh,
my God. It was through, no, it was, I'm doctor of clinical hypnotherapy, so
okay.
It was through this institute and all that. And I did it, and it was like, you finish up, I mean, first of all, fear is like, I'm going to be walking on coals.
Yeah.
And then, but when you finish it up, there's this rush of adrenaline, and you're going, holy, you know, I actually did that.
And yeah.
But that's what we have to do in business and in life and all that to be successful.
I agree. But I want to know, could you feel the heat on your feet?
I really didn't. But what happened at the very end, it turns out one of the coals had kind of stuck to the bottom of one foot. So, but I got it off and it wasn't too bad.
Oh,
but,
my gosh.
But you just have to keep on. Oh, yeah. Talking
wow.
about fear. I mean,
yeah.
Your body is going to naturally react, and it really didn't, so.
Wow, that's crazy. That's a crazy story.
Yeah. Well, that's my only crazy. I scuba dive. I do other things, but.
Well, that's a big thing, too, scuba diving. That takes a lot of guts, too. A lot of people can't do that or are afraid.
Yeah. To me, I always wanted to do it, so it was something that I did. And, you know, I haven't done it in years, but you know, something I totally enjoyed doing. But let me get back to you.
Sure.
Because you're also, with everything that you've done, I mean, you've worked with some of the top people in Hollywood, and then you've worked with people here. I mean, how have you found it transitioning from the Hollywood to, you know, being a local woman?
Oh, that's interesting. The biggest thing I noticed, this is so funny, is I have to wait in line. And, you know, I'm not a VIP anymore.
Oh.
I'm just being a regular person. Because when you're in Hollywood, when you're surrounded by cameras, you're kind of live this VIP life. I mean, I even worked on the TV show called Lifestyles of the Rich and the Famous.
Okay, I remember that one.
I remember that, long time aging myself. But, you know, that kind of lifestyle where you're with the media. The media has, you get passes to everything. You're invited to everything for free. You know, it was kind of a nice, it was kind of a fun feeling. And then to now be like, you know, waiting at the end of the line at a nightclub, not having a VIP pass, all that kind of stuff, you know, it's just that was a transition where I was like, oh, okay, this isn't so great. But that was the worst thing. I mean, the people in Hollywood are amazing. I miss them. But the people in business are amazing, and I really like them, too. Especially, I became a certified women-owned business and through an organization called WBENC. And through that organization, I've met so many amazing people that work at corporations and other business owners like myself. And I really found that I'm, you know, creating that new network. And these people, these women and the people at the corporation, they're all amazing. And so I'm building that network and having, it's a little bit different. It's not quite as, you have to be a little bit more, a little more professional. TV's a lot less professional. Oh, it used to be. You know, a lot of people running around yelling, a lot of type A personalities. We would all, no one got in trouble for saying the wrong thing. Nowadays, everything is a little bit different, which is better for me being in this environment with corporations and clients that are in business, you know, if they're in business. So it keeps me a little bit, even though I'm laid back and I have a casual vibe, you know, it just kind of keeps you a little bit more professional. Where in TV, you tend to be, I don't know, it's all kind of not, I'm not going to say it's not professional, but it's all like emotionally driven.
Oh, okay. Very interesting. Yeah. Now, you're up for the best of. So tell me about this best of voting that's going on.
Oh, yeah. That's fun. There's a competition every year from the newspaper. It's from the Daily Breeze, right? It's the Daily Breeze because Dina Knight is the one that gave me the information about it. A few years ago, we won Best of the Beach, which is a different competition for drone and video photography. And that's really fun. You know, people vote for you as a best business in town. And this is a similar competition. And I thought, wow, if we can win Best of the Beach back in 2020, that was COVID year, maybe we have a shot at it this year. So I'm, you know, put our name in the ring and hopefully we're getting enough votes.
Okay, now how do people vote for you? Where do they find the information?
Oh yeah, I think oh my goodness, Joan, I don't know where I put, I don't know the exact, I don't have it written down, the website. I'll have to look it up at the break and I can get you the
okay. Yeah,
website.
Because I know it's on I've seen it on Facebook.
Yes.
And I think you have it on Instagram, is it?
You know what? Yes. If you go to, yes, at my Instagram, Klein Creative Media 1, Klein Creative Media the number 1, at Instagram, you will find a link to, it's not a link, but it gives you the call letters for the website. Cause you can't really link things on Instagram. Instagram's weird.
Okay.
But I think on my Facebook, I have it posted as well. Klein Creative Media Facebook. And that's just Klein Creative Media at Facebook.com or whatever. Or Facebook at Klein Creative Media. But something weird I wanted to mention about my Instagram. I had an intern that made, an Instagram page for me, with the name Klein Creative Media, which I wanted. And then, but they made it with their own phone number, their own email address. And so now, they left. They were an intern like 3 years ago. And I can't delete that Instagram page and I can't access it. So some people, if they go to my Instagram, make sure they put a number 1 after Klein Creative Media because then they'll see my real Instagram. The other one doesn't have anything on there and it looks like I'm not really active and social, but I really am.
Okay. So how long do people have to vote for you? Isn't it April?
April 7th.
April 7th. Okay.
Yes.
So everybody, first of all, you want to find out, you want to go, what is your website, first of all? Where do people find out more information about you? And they can go there, see what you're doing, and then go and find out how to vote for you.
Okay. They can go to KleinCreativeMedia.com.
Okay.
But where they vote, I just found it on my own Instagram. I have my phone on my lap. You go to scng.com/South Bay Votes. So scng.com. S as in Sam, C as in Charlie, N as in Nancy, G as in gang.com/South Bay Votes. And it's a little bit of a tricky voting process. Do you know how it works?
No, but we're going to have to take a break right now. When we come back, I want you to explain because I want everybody to be voting for Klein Creative Media, for the best of. So we'll be back in a minute and we'll continue on talking to Marcy Klein.
Keeping it real in Redondo starts with a vote for Joan Irvine for mayor, a pillar of the community who doesn't mind the hard work and has the wisdom to make a positive difference for everyone, just like she has with keeping the Esplanade beautiful for over 11 years. This former CEO of International Associations, who has worked with Senate and congressional staffs, has the much-needed executive skills, unbiased viewpoints, and capabilities needed for Redondo Beach to cooperate in harmony and in the direction for Redondo to flourish in business, community, and quality of life for all people. Not just the centrist view with their own agenda that has negatively pitted citizen against citizen, destroying cooperation for much too long. She'll put an end to the city spending thousands of tax dollars on unnecessary lawsuits and legal fees that could have been used to enhance Redondo's economic development to revitalize the city and empower all of its citizens, including children and seniors. So if you want to go back to keeping it real in Redondo, then vote for Joan Irvine for mayor. You'll be glad you did.
I'm Joan Irvine, keeping it real in Redondo, and I approve this message.
Constant Contact and your small business make a perfect fit for marketing. They give you what you need to succeed. Fast and easy email marketing at your fingertips. Visit the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and click on Constant Contact to start your marketing.
The ocean and its beaches are one of our greatest treasures, and Redondo Beach in Southern California brings joy to millions of people every year. But we need your help. Keep the Esplanade Beautiful is a charitable organization that makes a positive difference in how the Esplanade looks by keeping it clean. They're looking for Saturday sweep volunteers, the first Saturday of every month. Meet at 9 a.m. Pacific time at the Esplanade and Avenue I, and bring your friends. Keep our Redondo Beach beautiful. For info, visit keeptheesplanadebeautiful.org. keeptheesplanadebeautiful.org.
I've heard of Bose for years, but I thought you had to be some electronic geek to appreciate the superior technology and sound that Bose is famous for. Well, I'm not too proud to admit that I was wrong. I found out that Bose is an advertiser on HealthyLife.net, so I just clicked through to check it out, and now I'm proud to say that my home is equipped with superior technology and amazing sharp and bold sound through my solid and compact Bose Wave radio and CD player. Thanks to HealthyLife.net and Bose, what a difference a click made.
Okay. Welcome back to Your Best Life with Joan Irvine, and my guest is Marcy Klein of Klein Creative Media, and we're just talking about how she is competing for the best of down in the South Bay and how you could vote for her. So one more time, tell people how they can vote for you.
Okay. They can go to scmg.com/South Bay Votes. And when you get there, you'll find a bunch of categories at the top. And my category is called Specialty Services. And you click on the Specialty Services, and you go to Videography. And there's a drop-down menu. And if you hit the letter K, you'll see, or KL, you'll see Klein Creative Media pop up. And that's how you vote. But the interesting thing is, to have your vote counted in this competition, you have to vote for at least 5 businesses that you want to vote for. So it's a great opportunity to go in there. And anyone who lives in the South Bay, of course, you have friends besides myself. You have friends and business owners that you love going to. You know, pick your favorite bakery or your favorite ear doctor or your favorite mechanic. Everything is in there. You got to go to the special categories to see. You know, if you want, like, I think one is automotive, one might be medical. And, you know, there's various categories. And then you can pick all your favorite people and have a lot of fun and give some support to the businesses that you love around here. So, and I appreciate every single vote. So if you vote for me, thank you ahead of time. I really, really am appreciative.
Okay, great. So vote for Klein Creative Media. And also, one of the things you talk about, and you talked about, started early on, is your storytelling ability. And as I mentioned, you so quickly turned around the videos. I mean, you wrote, you're able... you know, you wonder why people should use an outside source rather than doing it things themselves. I mean, I think I was a perfect example of that, is that, you know, I was so focused on X, and you could see the big picture, and you were able to put together, like, the storyline for 3 videos.
Yeah.
I mean, that does, and then produce them and do this. But how did you even, I mean, one of them was about, you know, women. And of course, you know, that's near and dear to our heart, especially here in Redondo.
Right.
You know, one was about, you know, women and the fact that we've only had 3 female mayors in the 133-year history of Redondo Beach, but we won't go there. But then and another one was about a bunch of stuff that people had been saying about me.
Oh,
and
your nicknames.
Me.
Yes.
My nicknames.
Yeah.
And then another one was about some of the corruption in the city. How did you choose, with everything going on, how did you focus on...
On those three topics,
yeah.
Well, I mean, I went to the event that you were at. Because it's funny because you were saying earlier how we know each other. We were through at Leadership Redondo and we run into each other at different events. But I hadn't really gotten to know that much about you until I went to the event when you were running for mayor. And I was listening to you speak and the things that you were passionate about at this event. There was just probably like 25 or 35 people there.
Oh, was that the meet and greet?
The meet and greet.
At Mickey Johnson's.
Yeah, Mickey's. And so I learned so much more about you and I was like, why? I'm like, well, where's your videos? That's when I first realized. And I'm like, wait, why don't you have videos talking about these issues? That's ridiculous. Mm. You need videos and I need to make them for you. And we need to work fast because people need to see what you have to hear, see and hear what you have to say. So I immediately became impassioned after I would say that meet and greet was kind of my discovery with you. Like normally I do a discovery with a client, right? I sit down with them and have them tell me their story. And then I kind of extract what are the important things that we need to talk about to help, you know, make their story. But you speaking was a lot of my discovery. And then I sat down with Mickey Marafino. She and I came up with ideas. Mickey Johnson.
I know it's
Mickey,
so hard.
Don't be mad at me. Sorry. Old habits die hard. But I love you, Larry, too. I love her husband. And I spoke with Larry, too. I mean, we kind of started brainstorming and coming up with ideas. So it started with brainstorming. And then I started, I just picked the three ideas that I thought best summed up who you are and wrote them into little 1-minute scripts. Because we wanted, you know, for a campaign like that, you want it to be fast and furious. You know, people don't have a large attention span. So I wanted to get your issues out. And you had so many issues, I thought it was better to do three separate videos than one with everything. Then it would have been too long. Mm-hmm. And you know, like I said, with attention span, attention span used to be like 10 seconds. Then it went down to 7 seconds. I think now it's like 3 seconds. So you really have to draw an audience in quickly. But, you know, my training in TV, I used to work on news shows, news magazine shows, and we had to be out in the field shooting, come back with, like, they were videotapes then where you had to put in a machine and had to wait till the machine wound it in, and, like, you're racing the clock. The clock is ticking. It's like, if anyone saw the movie Broadcast News, it is intense. And I went through that intense training almost every day at Inside Edition for years. At Extra, it's the same way. You have to work super, super fast when news is breaking. And so because I have that background, I don't approach everything that I want to do it as fast as news, because I actually think I'm quite slow now compared to news. But I'm fast compared to, I think, the normal speed of work. You know, I'm so passionate about getting that story out and visualizing it and bringing from paper to life that I bulldoze. I just don't stop. I get in a creative mode and I'm focused and almost hypnotized. I want to see the final product and I want it to be really good. And so I stay focused when I'm working with the client in the field, you know, when I'm giving them direction. Remember we were giving you direction on the turntable?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. I knew what I'm looking for. As soon as you nailed it, I'm like, boom, let's move on to the next thing. And you delivered your lines really great. We had the teleprompter for you to make it easier. Yeah, and I think we used the teleprompter, right, with you?
No, actually, we couldn't.
Oh,
it wasn't working at the time, or something happened, and so you were having to feed me.
Yes, I had to feed you. Yeah, and you nailed it. That's right. You were so good. I forgot we didn't use the teleprompter. We wanted to.
Yes.
I think it was the print. I don't know. I don't remember what wasn't working, but
yeah.
Well, normally my equipment works. So
yeah. So something wasn't happening. But okay, but that's because I was surprised, really surprised at
how quickly,
but also how you were able to, you know, get things so focused, you know, and concentrated. And I went, oh, wow. And you did it in a way that it really got to people. Can I say it was one of those? I mean, we didn't pull any punches, which my campaign thing was keeping it real in Redondo, and you kept it real. And we put it out and people were going, whoa, Joan, I can't believe that you're saying that. And I'm going, hey, that's it. And you just found that voice for me, that story.
Well, you know, I was really, you know, it really made me angry when people call you the dog poop lady. You know, here you are, somebody creating this nonprofit, cleaning up our sidewalks, our strand, cleaning up this area. And to give you a nickname like that, it's like, I don't know. I just feel like women sometimes get a bad rap. They're just easy targets. You know, it's kind of like bullying.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean?
Oh, I feel like
that was bullying you. And I didn't like that. And I thought, you know, let's make fun of it instead of taking it so serious, because it's more fun that way.
Oh, yeah. No, that, I mean, it really did take care of that. And it called them on the, excuse me, I can say this, we called them on their shit. let me be real, because they had been attacking me and continuing to attack me. And it was like, fine, you want to do this? I'm not going to hide from it. I'm going to call you on it. Well, listen, we only have a few seconds left. How do people reach you, once again, how to contact you to do amazing work for them?
Go to KleinCreativeMedia.com. That's Calvin, like Calvin Klein underwear. K-L-E-I-N, KleinCreativeMedia.com. Or reach out by phone, 310-990-4120.
Okay, fantastic. Well, that's about, I know you have to rush off to another meeting, otherwise we can continue on. Thank you for showing up, and thank you for all the work that you did for me during my campaign, and for what you're doing in Redondo, because we really need top talented women like you, you know, in our town, so that we can start to get some things done. So, thank you for being here, and for the audience, come on back. We're going to take a commercial break, and I'll continue on. I'll talk more about Redondo and my mayoral campaign.
Keeping it real in Redondo starts with a vote for Joan Irvine for mayor, a pillar of the community who doesn't mind the hard work and has the wisdom to make a positive difference for everyone, just like she has with keeping the Esplanade beautiful for over 11 years. This former CEO of International Associations, who has worked with Senate and congressional staffs, has the much-needed executive skills, unbiased viewpoints, and capabilities needed for Redondo Beach to cooperate in harmony and in the direction for Redondo to flourish in business, community, and quality of life for all people, not just the sinuous few with their own agenda that has negatively pitted citizen against citizen, destroying cooperation for much too long. She'll put an end to the city spending thousands of tax dollars on unnecessary lawsuits and legal fees that could have been used to enhance Redondo's economic development, to revitalize the city and empower all of its citizens, including children and seniors. So if you want to go back to keeping it real in Redondo, then vote for Joan Irvine for mayor. You'll be glad you did.
I'm Joan Irvine, keeping it real in Redondo, and I approve this message.
One of the best things about the technology available today is being able to listen to HealthyLife.net on the go or while I'm at work. Typically, headphones or earphones are required, and let's face it, sometimes they break or get worn out or lost. To find my latest solution to this, I found the Earphone Solutions website while browsing the HealthyLife.net advertiser page. There are plenty of options, from basic inexpensive on-the-go earphones to studio-quality headphones, for when I really have time to enjoy everything from rock to Bach. Earphone Solutions on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page.
The ocean and its beaches are one of our greatest treasures, and Redondo Beach in Southern California brings joy to millions of people every year. But we need your help. Keep the Esplanade Beautiful is a charitable organization that makes a positive difference in how the Esplanade looks by keeping it clean. They're looking for Saturday sweep volunteers, the first Saturday of every month. Meet at 9 a.m. Pacific time at the Esplanade and Avenue I, and bring your friends. Keep our Redondo Beach beautiful. For info, visit keeptheesplanadebeautiful.org. keeptheesplanadebeautiful.org.
For all your live or pre-recorded webcasting needs, come to earthchannel.com. Get your web-based message out to a select group or the whole world. It's easy. A pioneer in webcasting, earthchannel.com provides the best products and services to big corporations and government users. And now this same technology is available to you. They have the best Earthcast encoders, servers, and products to meet your technical needs. But wait, don't want to mess with technical stress? No problem. They'll do it for you. EarthChannel.com is your answer. You can use webcasting for lots of things like advertising, marketing, customer support, training, and don't forget, web radio and TV. In fact, you're listening to a live Earthcast right now. So come to EarthChannel.com. Actualize your audio or video webcasting needs today. You can't beat the friendly service or the price. Call earthchannel.com at 1-800-849-8978. That's 1-800-849-8978.
Radio your way. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back to Your Best Life. This is Joan Irvine, a.k.a. Dr. Joan, here. And we just had Marcy Klein from Klein Creative Media as a guest. So really listen. I'm glad. Go back and listen to the show when it's up, and you'll have her contact information and vote for her for the best of, because she did an amazing job, as I said, for the last part of my campaign, actually the last few weeks. You know, she did these videos that got a really good response, and it was something I wouldn't have gone there. You know, I'm a little bit more subtle. I'm a little bit more PC and all that, and she just went for it. They called me the poop lady because, keep the Esplanade beautiful. Then they called me the pot lady because, and then when all else failed, they called me the old lady. I mean, I couldn't make this stuff up. This is stuff that people were doing in a political campaign. I was being attacked personally for so many things. It was amazing. And all it did was gave me fodder to talk about. When these type of issues came up, you know, I just didn't push them underneath the rug. I brought them to city council. I gave city council copies of the things that were being put out on Facebook, just for them to see the type of bullying and inappropriate behavior by adults. You know, we talk about kids, the adults in our town, just shocking. Well, I guess after so many years, I'm not shocked, but you would think they would be smarter than to be attacking on things like that. Especially when they started attacking my age and telling me I was too old to run, I was almost an octogenarian. And all I could say is, do you realize that 45% of the voters in Redondo Beach are 55 and above, and a good portion of a higher portion of those are women. So you're pulling off this kind of stuff and expecting it to hurt me, did not, especially when I called you on it. You know, and talking about running for mayor, I was really pleased. I've never run for a public office before. I jumped in late in the game, and I've explained that on other shows why I did. And you know, I had somebody who was supposed to be my pseudo campaign manager that bailed on me. You know, so I dealt with, you know, we were talking earlier with Marcy about how doing things that you just go and do them. Well, guess what? There were a lot of times that I just wanted to go, I can't do this. I just can't do it, because there's a whole bunch of things I should be able to be doing if I had the people around me who committed that they were going to be there to help me, and they weren't there. And I had to step back, and I had to say, first of all, I had a lot of people who wanted me to run, so I owe it to them to run for them. And then also, I had my own reputation, because a lot of people, just like Marcy was saying, and when she was in worked for mainstream or network TV, you know, there were certain perks that came with it, and then you move down to, you know, here you are in your small town, Redondo, doing your things, and people don't know that. I had the same thing in my background. You know, I had almost a 50-year corporate career, where I worked for companies like ADP, I worked at Bell Labs, I worked at L'Oreal. I got all kinds of awards, I did all kinds of things. But then when I moved to Redondo, I just kind of wanted a much more laid-back lifestyle, that getting ahead, you know, climbing the corporate ladder was no longer of interest to me. So I kind of pulled back, and, you know, I'm just kind of Joan who started Keep the Esplanade Beautiful, and Joan Leadership Redondo, and Joan the Chamber, and blah, blah, blah. And so when people were all of a sudden seeing my background, they're going, oh my God, you know, we just can't attack her, you know, on her, because she has a lot more credibility than we thought. So I had to do a lot of pivoting. And, you know, with that pivoting, you know, I had to take a look at what my goal was. And, you know, with having a few of the setbacks I had, you know, I wasn't able to get the type of endorsement, be out there getting the kind of endorsements that I needed. And, you know, and raising money was a lot harder than I expected. And I must say, a number of people had said, oh, I'm going to do that, I'm going to do that. Well, guess what? They didn't. You know, but I didn't have time to mess around with them. Okay, so if they weren't going to be doing what they committed to doing, I had to just go next and move forward. So that's what I did. And I was able to, I had to switch gears. I had to do a lot of pivoting. And once I realized I was not going to be able to probably compete against Jim Light as mayor, because he had, first of all, he was an incumbent, even though he was just elected. And he got a lot of the endorsements. Mm-hmm. So my next job was then to prevent somebody else from becoming mayor. And so I got in there and I just kicked butt. I must say, I was very proud of my, I hate to call them performances, but the debates that I had, both the Easy Reader and then the League of Women Voters, the chamber interviewed people. So I was extremely, you know, proud of my, I hate to call it performance, but my performance. And people were going, wow, Joan, we didn't realize that about you. And it came across really well, and it resonated with people. Plus, people have thought of me a lot of times, as I hate to say, as the poop lady or as the pot lady. They did not realize as much that I had such a broad platform, that I've seen our city going downhill for years. I've been involved since like 2008 here in town, and I've just seen the lack of business development, how we push businesses away. We're not embracing businesses, and it's left us in a really bad financial situation. And this is what I was seeing going on. And so I was able to talk about, you know, the business and my business background. And you don't survive in a city by just tax income from residential. You need the business. And we had been pushing that away. Also, my other platform was about safety. I had been very active in what was going on with the e-bikers, you know, because it was not safe. In fact, I was almost attacked. Well, they attempted to attack me one time, you know, a bunch of e-bikers in a Trader Joe's parking lot. And I just stood there when they came at me and going, me? I may look like a little old lady, but don't mess with me. And they stopped because they realized that they couldn't do that. So I'm very big into having safety in our city, very important, and to teach our children well. You know, because our children are the future. So you need to teach them their behavior. I mean, I'm sorry. You know, when it comes to the e-bikes, and I'll keep on saying, it's the parents' fault. You do not give your child a $3,000 to $5,000 piece of equipment without the proper training and just put them on the road. You know, I've spent 25 years in online child protection technology, and we fought to get parents involved and for the safety of the kids. So child safety has always been part of my life for the last 30 years, almost 30 years. So, you know, those are my platforms came out, and people were like, yeah, Joan, we want to, you know, that's great, because we want business in our town. We want to be able to have nice things going in our town. So there's just a lot of things that I saw going on that, you know, during this election that I will be talking about on my shows over the next few months, because I think it's really important for people to understand what's really going on in the underbelly of Redondo Beach. And there is an underbelly of Redondo Beach. So we're going to take a break, and when we come back, I'll talk about that a little bit more. So signing off, Dr. Joan, talk to you in a few minutes.
Keeping it real in Redondo starts with a vote for Joan Irvine for mayor, a pillar of the community who doesn't mind the hard work and has the wisdom to make a positive difference for everyone, just like she has with keeping the Esplanade beautiful for over 11 years. This former CEO of International Associations, who has worked with Senate and congressional staffs, has the much-needed executive skills, unbiased viewpoints, and capabilities needed for Redondo Beach to cooperate in harmony and in the direction for Redondo to flourish in business, community, and quality of life for all people, not just the centrist few with their own agenda that has negatively pitted citizen against citizen, destroying cooperation for much too long. She'll put an end to the city spending thousands of tax dollars on unnecessary lawsuits and legal fees that could have been used to enhance Redondo's economic development to revitalize the city and empower all of its citizens, including children and seniors. So if you want to go back to keeping it real in Redondo, then vote for Joan Irvine for mayor. You'll be glad you did.
I'm Joan Irvine, keeping it real in Redondo, and I approve this message.
The ocean and its beaches are one of our greatest treasures, and Redondo Beach in Southern California brings joy to millions of people every year. But we need your help. Keep the Esplanade Beautiful as a charitable organization that makes a positive difference in how the Esplanade looks by keeping it clean. They're looking for Saturday sweep volunteers, the first Saturday of every month. Meet at 9 a.m. Pacific time at the Esplanade and Avenue I, and bring your friends. Keep our Redondo Beach beautiful. For info, visit keeptheesplanadebeautiful.org. keeptheesplanadebeautiful.org.
So in an emergency, who do you call?
You, Mom.
Neighbors teach their children the rules of personal safety. Don't go out alone. Always let an adult know where you're going. Say no if you feel threatened. And please, have a current picture of your child.
Hello, I'm Eve Schiff.
And I'm Alexa Schiff. My dad, Congressman Adam Schiff, wants your children to be safe.
So be smart and teach your child the basics.
This message brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
You know, when my grandson takes a long car trip, he listens to audiobooks. A long drive seems faster, and sometimes he doesn't want to get out of the car because the book isn't finished. With over 100,000 books, Audible.com is one of the best places to get audiobooks. You can listen to a bestseller anytime, anywhere. Audible.com, your destination for the widest selection of audiobooks. Join millions of listeners. Just go to the Audible.com on HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click.
I love this song!
I love nachos.
Loving everything? You might be buzzed.
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
More exhilarating talk. HealthyLife.net.
Okay. Welcome back to Your Best Life on HealthyLife.net. And this is Dr. Joan. And I'm going to be talking about, a lot of things, but since I'm just coming off the mayoral election, I'll be still talking about that for a while. However, if you want to reach me before I forget, you can always contact me at joan@joanirvineconsulting.com. That's joan@joanirvineconsulting.com. And you can find out more information about me at drjoanirvine.com. That's D-R-J-O-A-N, Irvine, I-R-V-I-N-E.com. And if you want to read about my professional background, just go to LinkedIn and search on Joan Irvine, and you'll find out about my 50-plus years of business experience and all the things that I've done that I don't always talk about because it was in the past and, you know, it's not kind of everything that's needed down here. But, you know, one of the things that we were talking about is really being kind of focused on what you're doing. And that is a big thing. If you can focus on something that you want to be doing, it really helps your mind and your body and your spirit. If you get all of them working together on your goal, you are much more likely to achieve that goal. This is something I learned in psychology. I have my BA in psychology from University of Kansas, and I learned as a doctor of clinical hypnotherapy. So it's really important. Like when I work with clients, I have them define their goals. I mean, really define them down to as much of the nth degree as they can, including like the smell, if there's a touch, if there's a color, if there's a song, whatever, so that you really focus on what you're doing. And one of the things that I've seen, and I'm going to be having many more discussions on this, being that I was running for mayor, I was getting to all parts of the city that I don't always do. I've pretty much stayed in District 1 because that's where the Esplanade is. But I see all these people in North Redondo complaining that nothing has gotten done up in North Redondo, which I agree. And here we are. We have a couple of people who are focusing on what can be done on Artesia. There's supposedly money for art on Artesia. There's all these things that the city has been talking about, and nothing's getting done. Well, I think one of the reasons is that people are not focused correctly. I saw people who were so focused on their fear of having one cannabis dispensary in the north. One. They're so focused on that that they let go of their primary goal. And their primary goal is to revitalize Artesia, to make North Redondo have its own unique identity, to bring business up to North Redondo, to have Artesia not just be a street that people drive through, that they stop and do things. And people had allowed themselves to get pulled away from that and to be focusing on this campaign against one legal dispensary in the north. Unbelievable. If they took that same energy and they focused it on making Artesia better, they'd be halfway there. But instead, they wasted all that energy. They had people who were pretty much providing them with incorrect data that got them all riled up. Oh, my God, this is going to destroy our children. This is going to be doing this. Excuse me, bullshit. And, you know, it's like I've worked in online child protection technology for over 25 years. And the thing is that what I saw is I saw what the black market did. And here people are so worried about one store, and they're not focused on the fact that the black market, every time you delay having a dispensary, the black market grows and gets bigger and makes more money and brings more people in. And this is what's happening with these people just wasting their time and resources rather than focusing on growth and making Artesia better. And I'll go back, and you've heard me say this many times at City Council and many times during my campaign. The black market will sell anything and anybody to anybody. They do not care. They're going to traffic your children. They're going to be selling them not just cannabis. They're going to be selling them all kinds of drugs. You know, they're going to get them to be people who are selling these things. And you're worried about one legal dispensary where kids can't even get into the store. You can't even tell it's a cannabis store. You know, just because the city, we had these smoke shops, which I think most of them are terrible. They're selling stuff that they shouldn't be selling. And also, there was some illegal, unlicensed cannabis stores that the city that just allowed it to go on and didn't stop it, and they weren't licensed. And if you have licensed stores, it cuts down on the black market. In fact, about 2 weeks ago, there was a meeting up in Sacramento talking about this, and for the time I listened to it, at least two times they mentioned that if you didn't have legal dispensaries, the black market grows. So here it's a black market. For everybody who's fighting against these dispensaries, I want you to see what happens to your children, you know, because you have the black market selling to them, as I said, and they don't just sell cannabis. They're the ones where if there's fentanyl, it's going to be in their product. In fact, nobody will tell me who it is, but supposedly a child died, and they say they died of cannabis. Well, it turns out this child died of something that was laced with fentanyl. It couldn't have come from a legal dispensary because there is no fentanyl in the legal products. It's what's on the street being sold by the black market. So let's get back to North Redondo. People who are focusing on what you want it to be and all that, please focus on it. The other is so minor in comparison to the big picture of having Artesia be the entry to the city, to be its own unique identity, to have a cohesiveness that can be there. And you have that when you have the Dine Around, when you have things like the Spring Fest, when you have those things that create community. In fact, there's a person that on the bikeway, the walkway, that actually has, I guess, second Saturday sweeps. So they bring community together to clean up the walkway, the bikeway, just like we do on the Esplanade. And this is how you create community. You create good, positive things for people to enjoy. And you focus on that because you want people to come in and focus on that, not focus on the negative. So please, people, refocus. Get yourself focused on what needs to be done and not what's not needing to be done. Because Redondo has a reputation of doing nothing rather than doing something positive and getting it done. So that was one of the reasons for my campaign, Keeping Real in Redondo. Well, let's keep it real. Redondo, North Redondo residents, please start to focus on what you need for North Redondo to be successful and to be that great entry into Redondo Beach. So I just want to say, please, I always say to life, or to health, happiness, and we'll get back to the hot sex in another show, but really take care of yourself, take care of your family, take care of your friends. Focus on the positive of what you want to be getting done. And now that I am no longer running for mayor, I can start to focus my time back on Keep the Esplanade Beautiful and some of the other positive things I've been working on the city. So until next time, to health, happiness, and hot sex, Dr. Joan signing off.